I just lost. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one I was just speaking with?
Oh, is this Morgan?
Yes, it is. I was like, I knew your voice sounded familiar. Oh, I'm so sorry. One of my our customers called me, so I switched over real quick because I didn't want to not answer, you know?
That's okay. Thank you so much for calling back, Morgan. I'm actually trying to call you again in 5 minutes, so thank you for reaching out.
Oh, thank you. I was like, no.
That's okay. I will reach out if I really call, get disconnected again, okay? Because the onboarding is really important so we can set up your account. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And yep, actually we left off with the keywords. And as I have mentioned earlier, I want to help you with the keywords. So I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you. But I just want to make sure first that the service that you provide are tree services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
The most profitable is complete tree removal, for sure. So, I mean, like, any, yes, yeah, complete tree removal.
Okay.
And we definitely, I would say when you said 5 to 6, you know, go to things, et cetera. I know, like, I would say we are probably one of the few that can do almost, like, I would say our crew can do most any, like, heights, danger, you know, power lines on the house. Like, they really do what most, like, not every tree company can do. So if we put something along the lines of, like, specialize in dangerous trees or specialize, you know, like, how do we do that hazardous trees? Something along the lines of, like, if you're looking for the company that's not going to come out and tell you no, but I'm trying to think of the best, you know, professional way to put that on there.
Gotcha. So you do specialize on dangerous tree services or, like, dangerous tree works, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyways, for now, we'll be working with the keywords that clients will be searching on Google Business Profile. So your Google Business Profile will pop up. Okay. So what I have pulled up here, Morgan, are the top performing that is already been working well with their Google Business Profile under tree services. The one that you have mentioned, tree removal, is actually on the top list, so I'm going to go ahead and work with that for you, okay? But anyways, I'm going to add a keyword that you just mentioned earlier, the dangerous tree services, or like dangerous tree work. Will that work for you?
Sure.
Okay. And I have here the other keywords. Let me know if you are okay with the keywords, or if you want me to take out anything from the list, just cut me off so I can go ahead and take it out. Okay, but okay. I'm going to just add the dangerous tree services and dangerous tree works on the top since you specialize this.
Okay.
All right, so I have here tree services. Oh, but let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword tree services or tree removal?
I would say tree services. Ooh, that's so hard. I feel like tree removal is the one that, you know, pays off the best, but I feel like more people – no, yeah, do tree removal first. I think that's
okay.
The better way to go. But oh, I don't know.
Gotcha.
I feel like – trying to think if I look it up, would I type in tree services or tree removal? I'll go tree removal and then tree services maybe.
Gotcha. All right, so let's do tree removal as your top keyword, and let's have tree services next, okay? So I have here the others. So I've added the dangerous tree services, dangerous tree work. We have tree trimming, tree pruning, stump removal, stump grinding, emergency tree removal, storm damage tree removal, tree cutting, arborist services, residential tree services, commercial tree services, tree health assessment, tree disease treatment, tree planting, tree fertilization, tree cabling and bracing. We have lot clearing, tree root removal, and we have here tree removal contractor. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. Well, anyways, Morgan, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Ooh, so definitely the fact that we do, like, any tree job, whereas a lot of companies just don't have the equipment or the expertise to do it. And, like, how do we put that, though? and then on top of that, I would say being a woman-owned tree service, I don't think there's another one in Oklahoma that's, like, owned and ran, like, woman-based, but just because it's usually, you know, not. So I know we kind of, you know, something like that's kind of unique.
Yep. Actually, I'm going to ask you with regard to that. I want to ask you if this is a woman-owned, because, of course, your website is a colored pink and you own this.
Yes. Yes.
This is very helpful. We can put it here, woman-owned. This is very unique. So let me see. You don't offer free estimates, correct?
No, we do.
Oh, you do?
Always.
Amazing.
Free.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So let me just note it here.
You offer
free estimates. That is very helpful. Mm-hmm. Is this a locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. We have a good description to start. And do you have a mission statement?
Well, I'm trying to think if that's what I use on Facebook or if I should make it better. I think I have a mission statement, but I might want to adjust it. Let me go write that down real quick.
Okay. Or can you send it to us through email or text?
Yes. I'll write that down. Send mission statement. Okay.
And also, do you have a tagline or a slogan?
No. Wait, yes, we do. That's what I think I'm thinking of. Statement, and I think I'm thinking of the tagline. Let me go to my Facebook because that's where it's at. Hang on.
Yep. I'm actually checking your Facebook also right now. I'm checking if you have a mission statement or a tagline. Here to trim your trees, not your pockets. Is this your tagline?
Yes.
Okay. And we can have this. Do you want to hear the mission statements that I prepared for you? Maybe you will like anything from my list.
Yes.
Okay. So I actually do have here, Morgan. Let me have the mission statements for you. Okay. So I have at Outlaw Tree and Turf, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have at Outlaw Tree and Turf, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one is at Outlaw Tree and Turf, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. So, do you like anything from the list?
I might send you one. Hang on, let me see. I think I did have one somewhere. Hang on, let me see if I have. I was still. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me send you one. Let me send you one. They're good, but I do want to make it maybe more creative somehow.
Yeah, of course. You can always personalize your mission statement, whatever makes you comfortable, okay? So I'll just note it here that you will be sending your mission statement, and I do already got your tagline. Here to trim your trees, not your pockets. Okay, I like your tagline, actually. And how many years have you been in business?
Ooh, like a few months. They've been doing tree work for years with other people, but like as a we just like turned made our own company in the last couple months.
Gotcha. That's okay. So the business started around 2026 or 2025?
I would say 25.
Gotcha. 2025. But how many?
Let's do it this way. Even though I think we started putting things together, we're still getting our. Like EIN number now, waiting for that from the state. So let's go ahead and put let's put February 22nd, 2026, just because that's kind of a special day for us too, when we actually like start investing into the company. Could we put that's our start, like when our company became a business or something?
Let me just note here, February 22nd, 2026, you started the company this date, right?
Yeah, let's make that the anniversary date. Even though we started putting stuff together before, I feel like that's a good date.
Gotcha. All right. That's Feb 22nd, 2026. And how many years of experience do you have?
Oof. So, oh, man. Let's see. 30, probably 14 to 16 years.
14 to 16 years. Oh, wow. All right. So I'll note it here, Morgan.
We're tired of working for other people. We finally just
want
to do it for ourselves.
Finally.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, I'm going to note it for you. The business started 2026, but you do have 16 years of experience. Okay. So people would know you're good at this. So I think your years of experience also sets you apart from your competitors.
Perfect.
Yeah. So let me add it here. Because 16 years is, wow, it's amazing. So let me just add real quick. Okay. And how many people work at your company?
How many people what?
How many people work with your company?
I'd say full-time, 4, but we probably have 20 part-time, like, contractors we pull and work together with depending on the job, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, actually, it doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis.
Let's go 22.
22. All right. Sounds good. Good number here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Everything.
Okay, let's work with those. And I just want to confirm, Morgan, that I got the correct hours of operations. It says 24/7.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what types of payment do you accept?
All types, but we want people to choose cash. That's why we offer the discount. But I do have, we have a bank account. We have Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Chime, you know. So we can take texts, like, I think we can accept almost any form.
Mm-hmm. You also do cards, right?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you do cash, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Time, checks, cards, but you do prefer cash payments.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So now that we have your business information, Morgan, you do have 2 options. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
I trust you with that one.
Okay. Let's work with the first option, the one that we highly recommend, okay? All right. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see it here that your business is located in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. So for this, Morgan, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate? And I would love to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or zip codes. Do you think we could work on that? Or did you provide Ben the zip codes earlier?
Yeah, I already gave Ben all the zip codes, but okay. I did give a lot of them. So I'm
yes.
wondering if that's good or bad. Yeah.
Actually, I just wanted to confirm because it has been like more than 10 zip codes. And how about this? Do you prefer to do counties or cities aside from zip codes?
I know that what I basically did was I looked up the best statistical zip codes for our services, and I gave him those. Mm-hmm. So I would want to use those zip codes, but I'm not sure how to narrow them down for sure.
Yeah, because I have here, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So that's like around 18 zip codes. Hmm. Do you think we can narrow it down to 10 or no?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, and I know, let's do this, if we're taking, like, I know there's 3 or 4 that are Tulsa zip codes, maybe pick the best one, and then there's three or four that are all open.
Let's add the city instead of zip codes.
Okay, yeah, we can do it. Whatever you think, I think I might have been overthinking that one a little bit.
Yeah, because if there's, like, the city that has more than, like, 3 zip codes, instead of adding the 3 zip codes, so just add the city instead. That
okay.
would actually
yeah,
work. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me
okay.
just have it here real quick. So let's add Tulsa. What else? Aside from Tulsa, are we going to add the other zip codes, or are you going to provide new cities?
Yeah, we can do cities.
Okay.
So for sure, okay, so here. Edmond.
Mm-hmm.
Nichols Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Norman.
Mm-hmm.
Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And you already got Tulsa. Arcadia.
Okay.
Choctaw. Yukon and Broken Arrow.
Yukon and Broken Arrow. Okay.
I think those are going to be the best.
Gotcha. This is better than the zip codes that
we had earlier. I do think we need one more because I'm right by Shawnee, but do you think I should put Shawnee because it's still a smaller town or just put Oklahoma City close to Shawnee?
Let me see. We already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Shawnee. Okay, let's add Shawnee here. All right, so you okay with this for now?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Let's work with this. And I just want to make sure all of this are under 2 hours driving distance, correct?
Yes.
Okay, right.
I think so. Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, I think so.
Okay, yes, because I don't highly recommend it more than 2 hours because Google might suspend your Google Business Profile. They don't want that to happen, okay? And now let's talk about your Google Business Profile. Do you know, Morgan, if you do have an existing Google Business Profile or no?
No.
Okay, yep, I just want to make sure because having more than one profile is not also helpful. And yep, I did research earlier before I tried to call you and I didn't see any Google Business Profile under your business name. So that is nothing to worry. We will create and optimize it for you, okay?
Yes.
So Google requires 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you will verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. And you mentioned earlier that you do have business card. Let me just go ahead. I think you have uploaded your business card. Oh, you have uploaded a logo and a business video.
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't
other photos
or business card yet.
Gotcha. And if you will be available to do that, I hope you can do it as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's good here that you do have a business card because having a business card will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And also, Morgan, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm sending you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just let me know if you have questions. And also, Morgan, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes.
Okay, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, Morgan, if you don't like what we post, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
And let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, if you don't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you? Yelp page?
Yes.
Okay, let's work with that. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. So I do see that you have an existing Facebook business page, the one that I'm pulling up right now. Okay, the one that has 142 followers, and thank you for making it active. Okay. So I'm sure that you have access to your Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you grant us admin access so we could optimize?
Yes.
Okay, so we will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Morgan, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct? You
Yes.
actually have a good package to start. So, since you do have Facebook ads, Morgan, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. And I really do hope that you will be able to grant us access as soon as possible so our Facebook team can work on a correct timeline. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm sending it to you right now. You'll receive it in a moment. And okay. Let's talk about your Facebook ads. So you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Morgan, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign? Or would you like to have our creative team handle this for you?
Can I say both? Like, I want to still be able to post anything I want to post on it every day, but I would like them to also post whatever they think will help optimize.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Did you mean your Facebook page or your Facebook ads?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay, ask me the question again. Let me rethink
okay.
it.
that's okay. Anyways, for your Facebook page, we really advise that you keep it looking active. So when your people who are checking in your ads, they will check your Facebook page and they will see the progress on it, that your account is like legit. Right? So we highly suggest that you keep on uploading photos on your Facebook page. And the one that I asked you earlier is with regards to your Facebook ads. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or specific messaging for your ad campaign? Or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
I think I want them to handle it for me, but I'd like to be in the loop on it.
Yes, of course. So for your Facebook ads, Morgan, you will not see your Facebook ads on your Facebook page because you are not the target market, okay? So you will be able to see your Facebook ads through your dashboard, how it looks like. So if you have any concerns, if you have any revisions that you would like on your Facebook ads, please let our Facebook team know as soon as possible, okay? Because we'll be optimizing that, and we don't want your optimization to be hurt, especially if it will be started, you know, Facebook will start to recognize your ads, okay? All right, so okay. I will have a creative team handle this. But you mentioned earlier that you have a lot of photos that you can send, right?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. And for your Facebook ads, there are three lead response methods, and you can only choose one, okay? So there's form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And the other are calls. So with calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. And the number of calls Morgan will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And also, when someone presses the call button on the ad, the dial pad on the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. So some users actually don't follow through after clicking the call button on the ad, but this may still show as a lead on your call result, okay? And the last one is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app, okay? And if you would like to know or hear a recommendation, Morgan, we actually highly recommend the form fill. Because the form fill will give you better tracking and better quality leads. And then also, it will ensure that no opportunities are missed. Again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Yeah, we can try the form fill. I do have a question, though. If, say, in a month or two, if I wanted to do the form fill for a month and the call for a month and the Messenger for a month to compare, could I call in and change it?
Yes,
you know,
of course.
Just to do comparisons? Okay.
Yeah, you can call in and change it. But again, if there are some many changes on your call to action, they will start to, we will re-optimize it again. So we will work on the ads, but we can always do that. Okay. So
okay.
For
well, yeah, let's just do form fill, and then if for okay. any reason I think
you don't
we'll
like the form fill, yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, if the form fill is not giving you much lead or like better quality leads, and you wanted to work with calls, let us know. We will change it for you. Whatever makes you comfortable, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And oh, I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. So Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the
top
of Google.
What? Hang on one second. I thought that was the main thing that was included. That's part of the reason we did this. Are you kidding
me?
Hang on.
So
I'm
what actually is included is your local search engine optimization. So your local SEO, so your Google Business Profile. You do have a Google Business Profile included. We'll be optimizing. So you'll be on the first page of the Google Business Profile, correct? So Google Ads is actually a different product. So it's like for example, you do have Facebook ads, and if you want to run ads in Google, we also have that, but you are only with local search engine optimization.
I'm going to ask it this way so I understand better. So if somebody types in tree removal, we'll be at the top of the page. But if someone's just shopping online and the Google Ads would pop up while they're shopping online for anything, right?
Is that the kind of difference? Yep, it's different. The Google Ads actually will help you on the top of Google exactly when a prospect click for your services. For the Google Ads, you pay for true demand when someone clicks. So you're paying when someone is clicking on the ads. And for the Google Business Profile that you have, when people are going to search for the service, and we will be optimizing you with those keywords, so it will help you on the top of the page. So they will see your Google Business profile, and they will have to click on that. So you will not be paying through click on your profile. So the Google ad is different. You'll be paying through pay-per-click on the ads.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you would be interested, you can always add this anytime. You can give a call so our team can actually discuss it better with you. Okay? And we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results. Anyways, you...
What does that mean?
We do have a $300 campaign minimum for you to help with the Facebook, with the Google ads.
Okay, so like, I know, I still don't know what you're saying. I don't know. I yeah, hear you, but I'm not understanding it.
Yeah, it's okay. For now, we will be creating you your Google Business profile. So you don't have any Google Business profile for now. Okay?
Okay.
So that is what we will be working. And we will be optimizing to help you on the first page. So when people are going to search for your service, you will pop up with, like, for example, on the page, on the Google, correct? But the Facebook ad is different. So it's like we are also running an ad for you. And where if people are clicking on the ad, you are paying them every time they're clicking. So on the Facebook, on your Google Business profile, when they are searching for the business, for the service, and when you pop up on the page, and every time they click on it, you're not going to pay anything because we are optimizing you for that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually different, but if you'd be interested in adding the Google ads, give us a call so our team can discuss it further with you and help you if you have any other questions regards the ad. Okay, so for now, I think it's best if we will finish your Google Business profile so you will have the idea about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Actually, Google Business Profile is actually the start of your account. Righty.
Okay.
And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Probably morning.
Okay, so can we can only call you every morning if we have concerns with regards to your account?
No, you can call anytime. I'm sorry,
okay.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, so we can call anytime. And your logo, please upload them to your dashboard or app so we can use it for the marketing, okay? All right. So now, Morgan, you will see several important emails from us soon. So first, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed, and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images? Hello? Hello, Morgan. Can you hear me? Hello?